This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Senator J.D. Vance formally introduced himself to American voters as the vice presidential running mate of Donald Trump Wednesday night. AP correspondent Sagar Morghani has more.
Addressing the Republican National Convention, the Ohio senator said he's from small-town America, the kind of place where people built things and loved their country.
But it was also a place that had been cast aside and forgotten by America's ruling class in Washington.
Noting he was in fourth grade when a career politician named Joe Biden gave away American jobs with the NAFTA trade deal.
Joe Biden has been a politician in Washington for longer than I've been alive. 39 years old.
In a direct appeal to Rust Belt voters who helped Trump win the White House in 2016.
In Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, and every corner of our nation, I promise you this, I will be a vice president who never forgets where he came from.
Sagar Morghani, Washington.
Under pressure from fellow Democrats to drop his re-election campaign, U.S. President Joe Biden tested positive for COVID-19 while visiting Las Vegas, Nevada Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
Biden was due to speak for Unidos U.S., a Latino civil rights organization, when the CEO came on stage and announced he would not be attending the event. The 81-year-old president remains defiant as calls grow for him to drop his bid for another term in office. Some fellow Democrats feel he's too old to seek re-election. A Reuters Ipsos poll that ended Tuesday found some 40% of Democratic registered voters said Biden should drop his re-election bid. Meanwhile, some 65% of independent registered voters agreed with them.
This is VOA News. U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich appeared in a Russian courtroom Thursday for the second hearing in his trial on espionage charges. The Wall Street Journal reporter has been detained since March 2023 while he was on a reporting trip in the city of Yekaterinburg. Russian prosecutors have accused Gershkovich of gathering secret information about a military equipment plant on orders from the CIA. The Wall Street Journal and U.S. officials have denied the allegations. The U.S. Air Force announced Wednesday that Jack Teixeira, a member of the Air National Guard in the state of Massachusetts, will face a military court-martial months after he pleaded guilty to federal charges for leaking highly classified military documents. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Teixeira pleaded guilty in federal court to illegally collecting some of the nation's most sensitive secrets and sharing them on the social media platform Discord. He's facing military charges of disobeying orders and obstructing justice. No date has been set, but the trial will be held at Hanscom Air Force Base outside Boston. At a hearing in May, prosecutors said obeying orders is the absolute core of the military. Court-martial is appropriate. Teixeira's lawyers argued court-martial would amount to prosecuting him twice for the same offense. The leak exposed to the world unvarnished secret assessments of Russia's war in Ukraine, including troop movements in Ukraine. Teixeira also admitted to posting information about plans by an adversary to harm U.S. forces serving overseas. I'm Ed Donahue.
In sports, the British Open begins play Thursday at Royal Troon Golf Club in Scotland. AP correspondent Graham Agars has a preview.
Bryson DeChambeau will try and follow up his dramatic U.S. Open win. Rory McIlroy will be aiming to put his late collapse at the very same event behind him. And Xander Schauffele and Scottie Scheffler will both be looking to secure a second major for the year. But for any of them to succeed, they will need to deal with the vagaries of links golf, a challenge Scheffler enjoys.
I just feel like you have to be more creative here, and you know, I love that part of it. I feel like when I do come over here, this is really kind of how golf was intended to be played. I feel like there's a lot more opportunity for shot making and being creative around the greens.
Unexpected bad bounces, gusty winds, rain and cool weather, all part of the links course challenge that will face the field in the 152nd playing of the game's oldest major championship. I'm Graham Agars.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. Stay informed and engage with the latest developments as we explore the most pressing issues shaping our world. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.